I'm running again for mayor for two reasons. On the largest scale, it is that I believe there always needs to be competition for people to be best served. 60% of this country has one-party rule. Schenectady is therefore not unique, but it suffers from one-party rule because good ideas can only come out when you have competition. On a much more localized basis, I'm running because the people in this community are not being well served by the administration we have. Our taxes are the highest in the Capital District, and our neighborhoods are crumbling. I believe I can do something about it, and I would like to.
You're an independent candidate. Could you tell me a little bit more about your Alliance Party?
The Alliance Party is an effort to bring together people from across the political spectrum. At the local level, it doesn't make any difference if you're pro-choice or pro-life in terms of the issues that people face on a daily basis. And so I'm reaching out to conservatives and liberals. I'm reaching out to Democrats, Republicans, conservatives, and independents, party members, and people who, like me, are truly independent. I do not belong to a political party, and I am an independent right down the line. I'm simply interested in trying to find solutions to deal with people's lives and make it possible, in particular in this community, for people to live in their homes, which they're being driven out of by taxes, which, as I said, are the highest in the area, and for those who rent are being put in an awkward position because the landlords have to get their taxes covered. So any way you slice it, whether you're an owner or a renter, taxes have to be addressed.
It's sort of well known in Schenectady, the city, and also Schenectady County, of the high property taxes. What would you do to help lower them?
Well, the answer is the first thing you is to take things out of the budget that need not be there. When I became president of Union College in 1990, I inherited a $2 million deficit. I ended up taking things out we did not need. I did not at any time balance the budget on the backs of the people working there, but I balanced every budget of the 15 years I was at Union as I had for the 9 years I was at Beloit College before I came there. You can make budgets work. You can take the things out that need not be there, and you can do it without doing so on the backs of the people who work there.
Your opponent in the race, Mayor McCarthy, is already pointing to the Rivers Casino and Resort, which is coming into Schenectady. How do you see the casino, and how does the casino affect the race?
Well, I don't know the answer to the question. We'll find out on November 3rd. But from my personal perspective, I think the casino is a mistake. I personally think, as Mike Bloomberg has said, that casinos rip the guts out of the poor. And I do not think, when everyone talks about the sugar plum fairies of all the money coming into the casino, that anyone has factored in the infrastructure costs, the fire and police costs, and most important, the social costs. But it is coming, and I would certainly work to make it work. At the same time, I would try to start thinking about what happens if it does not, because whether it's Biloxi, Mississippi, or Atlantic City, or Messina, New York, one has casinos that have closed. And we now have this explosion of casinos in the Northeast. If you're the first one through the chute, putting aside the arguments that I think are important in terms of the social costs, you may have a real economic benefit. But when there are in excess of 60 casinos in the Northeast, and where specifically in the case of Schenectady, you will have one to the east in Springfield, to the north in terms of the Racino doing more in Saratoga, to the west with Turning Stone, and to the south in the Catskills, the geographical lure of a casino, I think, is going to be far more limited than people are projecting. But in any case, it is coming, and I'd work to make it work.